This is TechCrunch.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
OpenAI is making ChatGPT more direct and less verbose. I'm Imran Sheikh, and I'll be direct with you, dear listener. We're about to get verbose, because it's time for your Daily Crunch for Saturday, starting with three big headlines. Streaming giant Roku has confirmed a second security incident in as many months, with hackers this time able to compromise more than 500,000 Roku user accounts. In a statement Friday, the company said about 576,000 user accounts were accessed using a technique known as credential stuffing. That's where malicious hackers use usernames and passwords stolen from other data breaches and reuse the logins on other sites. Roku said in fewer than 400 account breaches, the malicious hackers made fraudulent purchases of Roku hardware and streaming subscriptions using the payment data stored in those users' accounts. Roku said it refunded customers affected by the account intrusions. The company, which has 80 million customers, said the malicious hackers were not able to access sensitive user information or full credit card information. Roku said it discovered the second incident while it was notifying some 15,000 Roku users that their accounts were compromised in an earlier credential stuffing attack. Shakib Ahmed, a cybersecurity engineer convicted of stealing around $12 million in crypto, was sentenced on Friday to 3 years in prison. In a press release, the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York announced the sentence. Ahmed was accused of hacking into two cryptocurrency exchanges and stealing around $12 million in crypto, according to prosecutors. Adam Schwartz and Bradley Bondi, the lawyers representing Ahmed, did not immediately respond to a request for comment. When Ahmed was arrested last year, the authorities described him as a senior security engineer for an international technology company. His LinkedIn profile said he previously worked at Amazon, but he wasn't working there at the time of his arrest, an Amazon spokesperson told TechCrunch. While the name of one of his victims was never disclosed, Ahmed reportedly hacked into Crema Finance, a Solana-based crypto exchange, in early July 2022. So OpenAI announced today that premium ChatGPT users, customers paying for ChatGPT Plus, Team, or Enterprise, can now leverage an updated and enhanced version of GPT-4 Turbo, one of the models that powers the conversational ChatGPT experience. Now, this new model, lovingly named GPT-4 Turbo 2024-0409, very creative, guys, brings with it improvements in writing, math, logical reasoning, and coding, OpenAI claims, as well as a more up-to-date knowledge base. It was trained on publicly available data up to December 2023, in contrast to the previous edition of GPT-4 Turbo available in ChatGPT, which had an April 2023 cutoff. The ChatGPT update, which follows the GA launch on Tuesday of new models in OpenAI's API, notably GPT-4 Turbo with a vision, which adds image understanding capabilities to the normally text-only GPT-4 Turbo, arrives after an unflattering week for OpenAI. And producer Dennis is taking some extra time off to practice the moves he learned at WrestleMania, so I've got the startup news for you today, brother. Clean Fiber has been able to produce enough insulation for about 20,000 single-family homes out of recycled cardboard. But CEO Jonathan Strimling knew that the company would have to stretch beyond its initial factory in Buffalo, New York, if it were to become more than an afterthought. The insulation market in the U.S. is dominated by a handful of large players and is worth $12.5 billion, according to Grandview Research. Strimling also knew that he and his team would need more capital to expand. They last raised a $10 million Series A in 2022 using a creative mix of equity and debt to get the Buffalo plant running at full steam. But a nationwide expansion would require a much larger war chest. Fortunately, the company had been courting Spring Lane Capital, a sustainability-focused private equity firm, for over a decade. The firm had been watching Clean Fiber's progress and, happy with the numbers the startup was posting, decided to lead a $28 million Series B that also included a $31.5 million project financing facility TechCrunch has exclusively learned. And that's your Daily Crunch. Today's stories were reported by Kyle Wiggers, Zach Whitaker, and more beautiful, lovely TechCrunch journalists. We'll see you here next week, and until then, find us at TechCrunch.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.